We got a hold of it, we bought it, and we sold it. My father paid $1,100 for the farm in 1898, and me and one of the boys sold it for $14,500 years later, you know.
Now, how old you say you were?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 76 past. I would be 77 my birthday.
And your religion, what the church belong to?
Well, I belong to the Church of God.
Now, is that the... is the Church of God part of does that ever call something else?
Well, they have this, it's sort of like the Baptist. The Baptist has a missionary and the pre-wills and like that. There's different branches there. This is the, I'll tell you in a minute. Well, this organization started in Cleveland, Tennessee, down there, and it's not the Tomlinson. You've heard of the Tomlinsons, haven't you, down there? Well, now, it's a different organization to them.
Yeah.
Have you ever been over in Cherokee, North Carolina, where they built that, got them tables of stone and the biggest cross in the world on the mountain? Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, I've been there. I've seen it. I forget what they call that out there now. I used to know the name of it, but I forget what they
How long would you, most of your life, would you say you lived most of your years in the Bat Harbor area?
Yes, sir.
So,
by far.
How long have you lived in Newport?
Oh, I've lived here 23 years.
Uh-huh.
I moved down here in August 1949.
I see.
But yeah. The purpose of me moving down here at that time, I'd had a heart attack in June before. And I was going to teach school at English Creek, as I mentioned there a while ago, you see. And it was too far for me to drive. In fact, the doctor come a little not letting me teach at all. He finally agreed to. And I moved down here so I'd be close to the school. And as a matter of fact, we come down here to stay that school term, but we're here yet, right here. My wife and I manage to look after these apartments for these people.
Now, where was your wife born?
My wife was born in Clark County here. She was born near Del Rio, a little community they call Flu Town. It's right just west of Del Rio, just a couple of miles west of Del Rio. And the name of it is the little community was Flu Town.
How'd they spell it?
How'd they spell it?
Well, all the way I know that, tell you.
You know why they called it that?
No, I don't.
I never did know either why they called it Flu Town, but everybody knows it's Flu Town. I think the people are all out. There's mines there. They got bear teas and things like that in the mountain there, you know. That's what built the community up at one time. And railroading then was a pretty big thing, and her people, a lot of her mother's people were railroad people.
Were her mother, her parents born in that area too?
Her father was born in North Carolina, but her mother was born in that area. She's a daughter of William, her mother was. And her father was born in Madison County, North Carolina, on what they call Walnut Creek, and moved to this state when he was very small.
There's never been any change in the county between the border between North Carolina and Tennessee. They're pretty stable all.
Yes, that's right. So far as I know, there's never been change since.
Like up there in northern part of the state, up there around, they tell me that it's...
Yeah.
It's been...
Well, let's see. They had an earthquake down there one time, and that... they got a... That is on the west, right on the west, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was the name of it? What was the name of that lake? I've forgotten it down there now.
Watauga?
No, I mean the earthquake. They call it something. I forget now.